This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I was just talking about viburnum last week and all the various species and cultivars. And unfortunately, today, I'm talking about an invasive beetle that attacks viburnum plants. It's been confirmed in Minnesota for the first time. The Minnesota DNR says the viburnum leaf beetle somehow hitched a ride from outside Minnesota and found its way to the Twin Cities. It's hard to nail down exactly how it got here. Angie Amborn, supervisor of the MDA's pest detection unit, said, unfortunately, this is yet another example of the ease at which invasive insects, plants, and diseases can quickly spread throughout the U.S. and the world. The beetle in question was found in Eden Prairie, with a resident noticing them feeding on arrowwood viburnum leaves in June. The viburnum leaf beetle is yellow to light brown, with black spots and dashes on their bodies. I've got all that and pictures on my website, gardenbite.com. It's an invasive insect native to Europe, but up until now, it's only been found in the northeastern U.S. and Wisconsin, feeding exclusively on varieties of the viburnum flowering plant. It defoliates the plant initially, weakening it to the point that it eventually can die. As well as chewing holes in the leaves, the adults also lay eggs along the twigs in egg pits that are easily seen with the naked eye. Again, I've got a picture of it on gardenbite.com. The spread can be controlled by selecting viburnum varieties resistant to the insect, as well as pruning and destroying infested twigs. I have on my website where you can send photos and locations too. There are a few cultivars resistant. One includes the Korean spice, which is very popular and wonderfully scented, so that's good news. I have lots more information on gardenbite.com, including the specific species susceptibility. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.